News Talk Sunday.
Now, the BAFTAs are taking place in London. Another great day for the Irish is expected, a bit like yesterday's rugby game, which also happened in London. And both events are brought together in my next guest, Henry McKean, our reporter. Henry, good morning to you.
This is London calling, and you're right. Good morning.
You are the Midas touch, whatever you turn, touch the gold right at the moment between the room. Before I get into BAFTAs, let me tell, I believe you got yourself along to Twickenham. So what was the atmosphere like throughout the game?
Oh, unbelievable. So it was 42-21 victory, a record for Ireland, five tries. And, you know, Ireland came there and they beat them. You know, remember, England have basically won their last game, the last nine games in Twickenham. So, yeah, the atmosphere was brilliant. It was like a cauldron. It really was special. Andy Farrell actually said that. He said, basically, I hope everyone at home, for you, Emmett, hopefully that you're proud. Being there, it was brilliant. I got a last-minute ticket. I got to the stadium just before.
You seem to get a lot of last-minute tickets, seems to happen to you a lot.
No, it really was, and like that, I was blessed. It was such a privilege.
And what was the breakdown in the stadium between English fans and Irish fans, just percentage-wise?
I would say, that's a really good question. I would say probably, it's got about 82,000, so I would say maybe 30,000 in the stadium were Irish, or perhaps 20,000. There was a lot of Irish there, but there was a lot more English. And once the English started singing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, you could really feel, perhaps, maybe England were going to make a fight back. But obviously it wasn't to be. It was just awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And that's not the reason why I'm here, Emmett. I'm here.
No.
Yes,
you seem to pop really up wherever the news is happening. It's an incredible capability you have. So let me talk to you about BAFTAs. It's a bit like Trump tariffs. Everyone is getting a nomination, it seems, one for you, etc. Chloe Zhao's Hamlet, but Jesse Buckley from Kerry is expected to storm this entire event. So how big a shock would it be if she doesn't get one?
Well, that's a really good question. It will be a shock. Remember, it's on the BBC tonight at 7 p.m. But be careful on social media, because what you're watching on TV might have happened 20 minutes ago, so there could be spoilers on social media. There's a slight delay if you're watching on TV. So, yeah, Jesse Buckley is by far the favourite. And also, if we take Hamlet, the fact that we have also Paul Mescal in there too, he's up for a supporting actor. They've got 11 nominations. Maggie O'Farrell also for Best Adapted Screenplay, Best Film Director, outstanding film as well. So a huge amount of hype around this movie. I've seen it. I went to the premiere in Ireland. It is brilliant. And you can feel the Irish eyes are smiling here in London. It's going to be another Irish day, I think. I think this film is going to do exceptionally well. Also, Element Pictures have lots and lots of fingers and lots of pies, including Begonia as well. And one battle after another. This is going to dominate. I don't know if you've seen this movie. This is like a brilliant chase movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. It's got 14 nominations.
Wow.
I only watched it on Friday. I know I'm trying to play catch up with all the movies, but don't tell the stars that. They don't like it if you admit you've only just seen the movie.
It's not like a book where you can say, oh yeah, I've kind of read through it, yeah.
But it really is an exceptional movie. Kind of a 1970s, you could say, caper. There's a lot of dark comedy. Also, Sinners. I watched Sinners. That has 13 nominations. A supernatural thriller zombie movie, basically. Really, really entertaining. So that's also up for a whole load of...
And remind me, sorry to interrupt you, the BAFTAs are normally a precursor for the Oscars, which are taking place on the 15th of March, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. So is that connection still the one, this kind of...
Very much so. If we look at last year, the BAFTAs did a few things that were considered unusual, and then the Oscars went and copied them. So there were a few surprises last year, a few shocks, and we'll expect that this year too. Also not forgetting Marty Supreme, that's going to do quite well as well. Sentimental Value, I also watched just the other day. I should admit that. That was brilliant too. So those are five movies: Hamlet, Marty Supreme, one battle after another, Sentimental Value, Sinners. Maybe try and get to the cinema before 7 p.m. so you can basically talk at the water cooler tomorrow that you've seen one of these winning movies. It's going to be glamorous. There's a red carpet. There's a winner's enclosure. We've got some huge stars coming along later. But again, I think it's going to be Jesse Buckley's night. It's going to be absolutely fantastic.
And just sketch a picture for our listeners. Jesse Buckley, you've seen her being up close, all the rest of it. What's this woman like?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, as you mentioned, she's from Killarney. She moved to London as a teenager, and she's still living in London. She's very down to earth. She's charismatic. She's funny. She's lovely, and she's doing the circuit. So in order to, I suppose, get a nomination for an Oscar, you've got to actually put yourself out there, and you've got to actually try and, not be shy. And that's what she's doing. She's literally out and about, shaking hands, going to premieres, going to this, that, the next thing. And it all leads up, as you said, to the Oscars. And hopefully I'll get lucky and I'll get to LA and some magic will happen over there too. Because remember, it's so hard to win these things. And remember, Ireland is such a small country, but such brilliant rugby players, but also brilliant actors and actresses. And I think it definitely is.
Yeah, and when Cillian Murphy won for Oppenheimer, everyone said Ireland's having a moment, but they were very much emphasising it's just a moment. You won't be winning anything the year after that, but doesn't seem to be the case.
Well, yeah, this is it. I mean, Ireland is having a moment, as you put it. But like that, I mean, last year at the Oscars, Ireland didn't do exceptionally well. There was a gap year, you could say. So I think if Ireland does well every other year, I think that is basically good enough, because it's just so competitive. And not just competitive for the actors and the directors, but later on we're going to see around 400 journalists from around the world pushing and shoving and shouting to try and get near the stars.
And you'll be among them. Listen, good luck with it. You have a tough job, as we all know. My sympathy goes out to you. Really tough, grinding job there. Henry McKean, our News Talk reporter, who seems to come upon tickets to all kinds of different events.
News Talk Sunday.